If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
One of the senior national security correspondents for News Nation is our current guest, and that is Lieutenant General Richard Newton. Thank you for joining us today. What's the latest on what you know about the situation in New Orleans?
Well, good afternoon, Lisa. Good to be with you unfortunately under these circumstances. But, first, a bottom line here is that the forces of Islamic radicalism, haven't gone away. That's been demonstrated by that terrorist attack in New Orleans, and perhaps maybe by, somewhat of a copycat type of truck bombing we saw at the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas. But this is absolutely an act of terrorism. It's an act of evil. Following the number of press conferences, particularly the one earlier today led by the FBI, indicates that they're most certain that it was a lone wolf in this case. And that the fact that, however, was radicalized somehow, but nonetheless, it's a fact that the United States continues to be under threat of attack by not necessarily just ISIS directly, but those who are influenced by ISIS, and that's where we are right now.
So my concern is how many of these potential terrorists, people who have been radicalized, are in our U.S. military?
Yeah, I think we have a veteran population of 16 million veterans, and we're our military men and women in uniform, active duty, guard, and reserve, about 2.1 million. I wouldn't necessarily say that they are a candidate cohort, if you will, for radicalization per se, although Jabber was part of the United States Army for 8 years as an IT specialist, and then he spent 5 years in the Army Reserve, and I guarantee you the Department of Defense is going to do a deep dive in terms of how he was radicalized in that regard. But I don't necessarily see that a special approach to our men and women in uniform per se, certainly our veterans, as a significant cohort. I think all the American people, frankly, are threatened by, obviously ISIS, and a very, very, very small percentage of the population could be threatened to be influenced to become radicalized. I've got a case study that I was a part of, the initial investigation, senior officer investigation. If you recall, Lisa, back in November 2009, when Major Nadal Hassan, Army psychiatrist, killed 13 soldiers just south of Dallas at Fort Hood, and there was a clear linear radicalization from event to event that compelled him to kill those American soldiers. By the way, he's on death row right now at Fort Leavenworth. Be happy to get into that. But each case is significant. Each case is different and unique in and of itself. But guarantee you, the U.S. military is going to take a look at in terms of, and I'm sure, how they potentially could have brought someone in and whatever led to his point of wanting to terrorize our citizens in New Orleans and arrive at this point is to be determined.
There was a security alert. I mean, a lot of people had talked about it. It became aware that when you're, celebrating the holidays, there is a transition that is approaching in the White House, that these are times that are ripe for people to commit terrorist activities or acts, actually. Is it true? One of the guests earlier today on WGN said that the weapon of choice these days for these lone wolves who are creating acts of terrorism is a vehicle.
It is, and it's. I would agree with that because a couple of things. Number one, you should think in terms of Oswald killed President Kennedy in Dallas with a rifle or using IEDs or something else. Now you're these vehicles, these trucks in this case, in these two instances, are driven by the terrorists themselves and blown up, and it really points towards. I don't want to say that this type of event would have been predictable. But it's fundamental, Lisa, that we protect the American people at the highest concentration. Certainly what I call these, we used to call these national security events, NSEs, Super Bowl, inauguration, State of the Union, New Year's Eve celebrations and so forth, that you put your maximum amount of security in place. And that I'm sure there will be some lessons learned drawn by what the city of New Orleans were able to do or not to do. And I'm not ready now to Monday morning quarterback them at all, because frankly, the responding police officers, part of the New Orleans Police Department, as I understand, did a remarkable job after the perpetrator was able to get through and kill these number of people. But you do have to question, I'm taking your point, Lisa. You have to question how a truck can get through that perimeter.
Right.
You know, I can see a lone gunman on foot and so forth, but it's hard to fathom a truck breaching a perimeter such as that, and they're going to go back and get some of those lessons learned. But I can guarantee you that they will find, again, what really ended up causing that and try to prevent that from ever happening again. But we are in tough times. My final point, Lisa, as I kind of motor on here, but, you know, the director of the FBI, Christopher Wray, testified to the House of Representatives last April in open forum, and he said never in his entire career, 30-plus years in law enforcement and federal law enforcement at FBI, has he been under an era where that the American people, he feared for their safety and he feared for their security because of the significant uptick that has ensued from the rise again in the global war on terror. First and foremost, October 7th, 2023, that heinous attack from Hamas against Israel. And he testified this, we have a very porous border down in Arizona, specifically in Texas, that provides almost like a back door for those who want to do us harm or influence.
Right, but these people who just did harm in New Orleans and in Las Vegas were in the U.S. military. These were not people that came across the border, you know, illegally. This is what's concerning to people is what the heck? We saw these people as trustworthy soldiers.
Yeah. And they are trustworthy. 99.99% are trustworthy. Remember, we recruit from, you know, across the cross section of the United States of America. And by the way, I'm not going to defend anybody in terms of the fact that, you know, it's extraordinarily disappointing that it would be someone who had sworn an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. My point is that there are elements and conditions around the world that are pointing towards the significant threat that pose a threat to the United States in securing our borders, but also securing, you know, just, you know, from a criminal standpoint, but from a terrorist standpoint as well. But it's not just, again, we have the best and brightest serving in the United States military. We have the best and brightest leadership in the United States military.
Is there any test when these guys get out or these women get out to, or any program within the VA that helps identify people who might become radicalized?
Well, what we do is if we have men and women in uniform, soldiers, sailors, Marines, airmen, and so forth, and space guardians who if they get a security clearance, they will have to be briefed in and have to do a background check. That's usually what we call a national agency check from the FBI. And once they are then released or they retire or they transition into civilian life, they are debriefed, Lisa, from that point on.
Okay.
Now, if there's any criminal element that follows them in terms of their situation after they leave the military or they retire from the military, say after 20 years of service, they'll do a deep dive into their service and what entailed from their service, to include what kind of travel did they have, what did their social media entail, what were their, you know, were there any contacts when they traveled overseas potentially with bad actors such as, you know, even an ICS organization and so forth.
Right.
But there's nothing necessarily because, again, once they're transitioned into civilian life and they go into their private life, now that you turn that over, not from the military overseeing that, but the FBI and local law enforcement.
Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate the input on the show today and what you do for News Nation.
Thank you, Lisa. Always a delight to be with you.
That is Lieutenant General Richard Newton, Senior National Security Correspondent for News Nation.